Hello, this is Florian speaking.
Hallo, Andreas.
Hello.
Hier ist Björn.
Hi, Björn. Let's wait a few more minutes. In the meantime, I have put online an agenda into the wiki page.
So.
It's rather long, but I don't expect that all points take rather lengthy. So don't be scared.
Points. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Charles.
Are we the only one?
Hi
Yes.
Charles, Lauren here.
Hello, Florian. Andreas here. Hello, Andreas. Hello, Charles.
Just so you know, I'm lurking quietly in the background.
Oh, hello,
Hello, Lauren.
Mr.
So you all made it home very well from Foston?
Yeah. I've
Yeah.
heard you had some issues with the snow and the trains and the cars.
Yeah, immediately as soon as I was in Aachen, the first city in Germany, the ICE was stuck there and we had to switch. In the end it worked out. I was home at 12 instead of 11, so not as bad as I thought, but typically chaotic. They were trying half an hour to fix the train and then they said you have 5 minutes to switch. Hi, Thorsten.
Hello, Thorsten.
Hey. I had a commute walking to some train currently.
Okay, let's wait one more minute and then I guess we can start. So, any volunteer for writing down minutes?
Not me, but now that you mention it, I think I still need to post last one for the wiki.
So to say that straight away, I didn't check the status in detail, but I guess in the future what we have to do is, like up to now, have minutes of every call and mention the one who took the minutes, plus have someone acting as some sort of moderator of the call. That's how I understood it. So basically, we already have that. Just so we know. So someone needs to take minutes.
Florian, how long should they be? How much explanation about every point?
Very
Only
briefly, is it okay?
the short, you discussed it, and then.
Yeah, exactly. Short discussion is sufficient. What we need is, in case we have votes, then. Hello. Whoever joined, I just muted you because it sounds weird. You can unmute yourself with star and one in case you can get rid of that annoying tone. So just briefly, like for any association, what we briefly discussed about, not extensively, and in case of votes, what we should have is at the beginning of the call, write down who attended, and when we have votes, to call those people by name, so every vote can be written down. That would be the best. Or at least in the number, like five people said yes, two abstained, one was against it, something like that. So very briefly is okay. Can you do the minutes today, Andreas? Would that be okay?
I try.
Okay.
I try to get every person who is online. Florian, Björn, Andreas, Charles, Thorsten,
Yep.
Simon.
Simon is here. He said yes.
Yes? Okay. Then we have 2, 4, 5 board members and one other.
Björn is deputy and Simon is MC.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But he is not able to step in for...
No, he isn't.
I could step in, but not for Thorsten, when Thorsten is online. Have we...
But I might be unavailable right now with lots of background noise and dropping off or something.
We need more than 50% of...
Yeah, we'll check in detail the statutes what we have written in for next call, but just so we prepare for the next calls that we should take care of having the form. So right now it's not critical, and I don't see really hard words today that we really need. Not everything we make is a hard word. Okay, so we had that. So the first thing, just briefly, maybe it's about the LibreOffice conference, the voting. There was a discussion on the discuss list again, and what I would really be in favor of, and I had no one against that, is that we just should start the vote probably by the end of this week, and as discussed, have only the members vote, so just we can go on, and for the 2013 vote, and we can discuss again what to do best. I just don't want to avoid to discuss it over and over again for the moment. So, any objections to that, or can we go on?
No.
So, Andreas, this is no formal vote that we have to write down.
How long? 1 week, no?
We said 1 week, and I will work together with Thorsten to either by the end of this week or early next week have the voting online, and then let members vote, and for the 2013 vote we can discuss again, but otherwise things will be delayed heavily. So voting will be probably next week. Okay. So then just a short notice for CeBIT. We have booked a booth together with the German Association. What we're missing a bit is someone coordinating that. We have only a few people attending, so we have a lot of people working on banners and such, but there needs to be someone to work on that, to coordinate, to make the things print, deliver them to Hanover, and so on. So in case that fails, I know that the German Association has at least German materials and that they can jump in for our booth as well. But just as a short note, it would be helpful for future events, at least, to have someone wearing the hat, taking care of everything, distributing the work, because I, at the moment, just totally lack time. And documents in the wiki are fine, but they are not delivered in printed form to Hanover, so they don't help, so to say. Maybe someone from the audience here is listening and wants to jump in. Otherwise, I at least would like to have it in the minutes that we should have a coordinator for future events so that things work out better. Because we paid for the booth and nobody's staffing it and no materials printed, then it's a waste of money, so to speak. Okay, so far on that.
What should we decide?
No decision, just as a brief note. Some people are listening, some people read their minutes. Hopefully someone will raise their hand, but if not, it's okay, but we should take care for future events, only book a booth when we have someone actively working on that. So the next item would also just a short reminder, we are planning to have a marketing conference call this month. I sent out a link to Doodle Poll to the marketing mailing list, and I'd like to finalize the date and time in the next 1 or 2 days, so in case someone wants to join and hasn't voted yet, just do so. Then your vote can be counted. Okay, so far for the notes at the moment. Andreas, you catched up already? Should I wait?
I think so.
Okay, perfect.
If not, I get back to you.
Okay. We also will have in the future recordings of the calls, so in case something is missing, can always check what we have spoken.
Yeah, you have the record, no?
Exactly,
MP3 yeah.
recording. We will keep that those.
Works.
Perfect. Okay, so the first, now just a few work items that we have to do. First is the translation of the German statutes into English. So status quo for the public is we have statutes that have been accepted by the authorities. We are still waiting a final confirmation from the tax department. It should be most likely that they approve because we have incorporated everything that they asked for. So we can now into the version that in the beginning André and in the end Thorsten have been working on, we can incorporate the latest changes. We want to make this public as soon as we have the incorporation documents. Thorsten, I don't know if you hear us, can you work on the translation? Should someone else do?
I can do that, hopefully. I got some time now on the train to sort that out. I should have all... at least all the documents that I need, and should be. I'll try to get some by next week.
Okay.
Okay, cool. So if you need help, ping us. And otherwise, my plan would be to publish the German version next to the English version as soon as we're incorporated, maybe next week. And then people can work on fine-tuning and finding better words for the English version, because translating legal text is really a burden. Hats off, Thorsten. And of course, legally binding will only be the German version, but we should try, of course, to have an English version so others maybe can translate into French, into Portuguese, whatever. Okay, so. Wanted to say something?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay, then also a short note, we are planning for a private advisory board meeting this month to have them catch up with our recent developments. I sent a draft of the message I intend to send out to our advisory board to the internal list. I'd just like all of you have a quick look whether everything is okay, and if I have mixed up dates and times, I plan to send this out maybe on Friday, just as a short note, so somebody else besides me has a look at that. Okay, so next one. I've written that already to the list, I guess. We are not legally enforced to digitally sign documents like the meeting minutes or voting mails, but at least it could be helpful if every one of us could. And now I was approached at FOSTEM by the folks of CA Cert, and they're offering a organization certification. That means one or two of us will get access to their systems, and we will be, without every board member having to validate himself individually, we will have the option of just issue a certificate to them automatically. So any board and MC member can have a certificate to sign mails and documents. The drawback is that maybe some of you know CA Cert is not included in any of the browsers. Some distributions included, but that's it. But still, it should be working for internal verification. So the organizational certification doesn't cost anything. They just need a document that, like the incorporation certificate, that shows that we are a legal entity. And I think that offer makes sense. What they have asked me, and that's something we could discuss, should we do this organization certification, whether they can have maybe a nice a picture at CeBIT when they hand us over that option at certification for their PR efforts. I wouldn't object to that. I have no strong feelings on either side. So I'd like to hear your thoughts on that. Are I finished talking?
Yeah, I think we should do that because CA Cert is the organization that we Well, most open source projects are formalizing or using also. I know about Linux Tag, they use it also for the sites with the same problem that it's not incorporated in every browser. But we need something to sign our documents. And if we have more, it's more easy to get certificates for the members, then we should do it. No one?
Anyone objects?
No, that's fine.
I'm still left with...
Sorry, I didn't get that. You were talking stereo.
Okay.
Thorsten?
Sorry, lots of background noise again. So set if a tree, by all means, let's take it. And how much we use it, or for what we use it, then, I mean, that's a different decision. But by all means, let's take the offer.
Okay.
Okay, we take it.
Okay. And
I'm still left wondering why, after all this time, PaCert does not, hasn't managed to get included, let's say, in Firefox. I mean, officially.
Yeah. The issue is if you use it for the website, which I don't intend. We have another provider for that, so any user just sees it's signed, it works. But for internal use, anyone who has to import a certificate will automatically import the CSCert root. So just for us internally, it helps to validate whether the document is untouched. In that case, we don't have to care that much about externals. Should they be interested in validating documents, they can install the root. But for the casual user for the websites, we will stick with another ISP or another certificate provider until maybe CSCert gets into browsers.
Okay.
Which is a never-ending story, by the way.
Okay, we opt for that certification.
Yep. Then I will discuss with Italo about the PR impact, what we would like to see or not, and how to point or to write that. I wouldn't object if they make a PR that they have certified us, as long as it's not something among the lines of we use them exclusively or something like that, which is not true. But if they state facts, no objections from my side.
We decided to merge with PaCert.
Because you want to get included into Firefox or what?
Yeah.
Okay. Then the next one is just a quick confirmation from your side. I wrote it to the internal list. Since we have obviously nobody living in Berlin, no office there, but need some sort of classic communication like phone and fax. I would just go to a German provider. No need to mention names here in public. No advertising. It will cost about, I think it was 25. Euro per month to get a dial-in SIP connection, and then we can decide how to distribute that. I think the cheaper package about 25 euro should do, and should I hear no objections, that's what I will probably do after we've been incorporated.
I think we don't need something like fax, although in Berlin.
The issue is that most of the legal stuff, of the authority stuff will come in. And, of course, I can provide my fax number, but what I want to avoid is that we have a single point of failure. So
okay.
If we have an incoming fax number for that legal stuff, which is indeed important, that is distributed to every one of us, it's easier rather than using my number and then me having to forward stuff.
Okay.
That's what I want to avoid.
That costs 25 euros? Or
I think it was, I posted it to the list, about 25 euros for the small package, which indeed should do.
Yeah.
Michael, I'm sorry I'm so late.
Hi, no problem.
Hello, Michael.
The interesting part is still in front of us, so don't worry. So then I will go for that. I guess we have to decide again after we've been incorporated, since this is a contractual thing, but just wanted to briefly mention it. Okay, Michael, perfect timing. Foundation legal stuff. Next. Next point.
Yes.
And the rest, you should probably write into the minutes that Michael has now joined. So we have another BOD number.
I 0.9.
Best is to write down the time. Plus the time zone.
Time?
Yeah.
Oh,
when he joined.
Okay.
Okay, the first is, I intend to do be advised, I intend to distribute some work now. So, status quo, very briefly, I wrote it to the list. The documents have arrived in Berlin at our lawyer. The contact point that the authorities didn't receive it yet, but that's the normal distribution system that someone gets the mail and it's distributed the next day. We're still waiting for the final clarification from the tax authorities whether the current version of the statutes would provide for charitable purposes. Since we have incorporated everything they wanted to have changed, there should be no issue, but this legal detail is missing before we can get a stamp. And hopefully the end of this early next week should be done. Is Quaylen around?
No.
Okay, then I'll ping him directly on the next point.
Yep.
So, what we need, not immediately, but what we need in due time is a money investment plan. Background is that for the 50,000 euro capital stock, they have to be invested in a safe way, so no risky stock options. I think that Andreas and Björn have already evaluated several offers. There are specific banks for those kind of tasks, and it should be done within, let's say, the next week, so it's not pretty urgent. Andreas, Björn, would you two probably have another look and compile some options that we have?
Okay, I think we had to invest the stock, and we had also to make a plan how to invest the money that we already have for the daily work, because if we have 48,000 euros and we didn't need that this month, we had to make investment and get it back in 3 months or so.
I'm not sure about that. I guess
we had. It's not good to have all money on a bank account that there's no interest rate.
Yeah, okay. That's a tax detail. It's the general rule that if you're charitable, you should not make wins. But if you you have to create a business plan or a budget plan, so to say. And like for the German association, if at the end of the year we have a certain amount of money, you plan it for next year. That's absolutely no problem. The main thing that we should work on is really the investment of the capital stock, only the capital stock. I think anything else will be discussed with the tax advisor, what we have to follow. But if maybe you two, since I think especially you, Andreas, have been researching the Berlin regulations, if maybe you could work a bit on getting options on that so we can discuss them in a few weeks, that would be great. I had to deal with that.
About point number two.
Yeah.
Okay, for the 50,000.
Yeah, just for the capital stock at the moment, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I think I can do it together with Björn.
Perfect.
Yes.
Oh, Björn?
Thanks.
Okay?
Yeah, that's okay.
I'll write it down.
Perfect. Thanks. Okay, next one is insurances. I will have, so what we need or what we should have is first, a liability insurance, and second, I guess, also a directors and officers insurance. I have scheduled a call with a colleague who has been providing the insurances for the German Association, and I have scheduled a call with him for Thursday or Friday, depends on when he has time. He already has the current version of the statutes, and then we can talk about that. If any one of you wants to join, I don't know how many details we will already have on Friday, If any one of you wants to join, feel free. I'm happy to organize a conf call. Otherwise, I will just talk to him what we need and present it to you then. And in case someone of you has good contacts to an insurance company or a friend working on that, feel free to ask as well. Then we can compare offers.
Okay. I'll take a look, but I don't know if there's anything sensible coming out of that. So let
okay.
me.
Okay. Cool. So what I would avoid is just asking any insurance company. It's better to ask someone you know and trust. A friend of mine who provides is not making a living out of selling insurances, or not solely at least. So it's better than going to someone who gets his some money out of that. So.
Yeah. I read about some foundations and other and associations, and they have a special one that is a special insurance for that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's the one he is recommending.
Maybe I have.
Yeah, I think there is one big, and maybe that's the cheapest.
What I know from the German Association that there are indeed high differences. We had a rather cheap one. Don't nail me down on the price, but we had a rather cheap offer and didn't take it because it was excluding some things we needed. So we just have to check what they offer. I think for the German Association, we pay about 500 euro per year for the D&O and less for the liability insurance. But I'm not exactly sure on the prices here. So we have to check. What could be helpful if one of you, it's of course a bit related to the limited to the Germans, has time, the Bundesverband Deutsche Stiftungen, the head association of foundations, who also supported us with the setup, they should have also some information on what kind of insurances is needed. So if maybe someone of you has time to research that a bit in case we missed something, that would be great. I can ask you and Andreas Björn on that as well.
Okay, maybe I have time. I don't know.
That would be great.
At the moment.
So you can do this first. The money investment can go later. The insurances are a bit more urgent.
Okay.
The site is stiftungen.org. That's their website.
I know.
Okay. Okay.
There's only one.
Perfect. So then the next one would be, and Charles has been working on that, thanks a lot. We have, right now at the moment, we have the community bylaws. That's the wiki page that served as a basis for the legally binding statutes. What we now have is all the rules that were not mandatory to have them in the legally binding statutes can go into an additional, also called community bylaws. The good thing is that those community bylaws will not be checked by the authorities, at least as long as they are not contradictory to the statutes. And mostly they should have details on how the membership committee works, how they vote, and things like that. It's written in the text. Charles has sent me a draft. Thanks a lot for that. I will have a look, and then I guess I'll forward it. Maybe we can wait until we have the incorporation documents to forward it even to the public list and discuss
about
it there. That's probably the best. I just don't want to make too many legal documents public before everything is done. And the second what we need, and I can have a look on that, is a so-called Geschäftsordnung, basically internal rules on how the board works, mustn't be too long, and I can have a look because I've written those for the German Association. The rationale is the same. We have the hard-coded stuff in the legally binding statutes, and those that we can change more easily are just in the additional document.
I actually volunteered to do that.
Okay.
I finally got like somewhat of a perimeter on what how to work this out.
Okay.
But it will be in English.
Yeah, no problem. That's no issue. I can translate it down. Okay, cool. Okay, even better. Okay. Then the next issue is a bit more complicated maybe because I totally lack experience here. We, of course, need to have some sort of sane accounting. And I think that's something...
Really?
We should...
Who?
Yeah, yeah. of course. I have really no experience in that, since for the German Association, Thomas Krummein does it. I know for him it's a lot of work. What I would propose is, for the ease of things, and since people here in Germany know at least a bit about how the German tax system works, that we maybe have a separate call on that in German to discuss some issues and then present some solutions. What would be good is indeed if we have a combination, that means somebody of us or two of us can do at least a rough accounting, means expenses and incomes, with maybe several booking accounts like donations, expenses for travels, expenses for infrastructure, and so on. And in addition, have a tax advisor that we regularly exchange the data with, so they can just prepare it a bit better. That will be the cheapest solution. In case we just, to exaggerate a bit, just collect bills and write numbers down and then throw a pile at the tax advisor, will be much more expensive. So the more we can do on our own, the better it is. I think we should maybe call separately on that and see. I also today get another offer that someone, not a tax advisor, so it might be a bit cheaper, somebody could work on a paid basis on that for us and have it in a form that we can present it to the tax advisor. I think we need to find a way of working here and all gain experience, but maybe you all can think whether someone of you can imagine to work a bit on the accounting and maybe has some idea or knows someone to ask on how that works best.
Florian, I think we should ask Thomas a bit. Maybe he can help us to get the right way, how we should do it, and what's the best program, and so maybe I think he used a program for that.
Yeah, he has a software. I think he's using Lexware, as far as I know. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah.
And has several booking accounts, and it's especially counting all the donations is a lot of work. Which is good, of course, if you get a lot of donations, but it costs a lot of work. So that we need to find a way of working on that. The point is we need to find a way of working on that before we actually approve expenses, because the later we start with having accounting, the more complicated it will be to input all the data afterwards.
Yeah.
But maybe in German, having a call with Thomas and some Germans in there, because it's just easier to talk native language, and then present what we can do to the BOD would be a wise idea. Okay, then actually the last of those boring legal topics is the budget. Thorsten has been drafting a budget. Thanks a lot for that. What I will do, maybe not today, but within the next days, to work a bit on that. The issue is that right now a lot of things are running on Frodo's account, and while many of these can be immediately transferred to the Stiftung later on, some things in progress cannot be immediately transferred. Like we signed a contract for a custom development work that's already signed on behalf of Frodev, so we need to keep some money on the Frodev account, I guess, that would cover for those costs. Also the lawyer fees, they have to be legally paid by Frodev, although of course they are Stiftung expenses, so we have to distribute that. And I will try to incorporate latest numbers, like for the phone line and current account balance and so on, to incorporate that into the document. So we have a rather recent version, maybe by the weekend. Then everyone is free to comment, of course, whether I have overlooked something or not.
Thanks so much for that, Florian. Of course,
yeah, sure.
You know, the law of inverse relevance means that we will discuss the 10 pence saving on the phone bill much longer than any, you know, massive transfer of money from A to B. So,
yeah.
Anyways, good work. Great.
Okay, for the public part of this call, these are all agenda items. Anything from your side for a public call? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Charles?
No, I was saying, I guess so.
Ah, okay. Okay, so if there's nothing else, then I propose we move on to the private part. We have at least two items that we right now need to talk about in private, and we'll make, of course, it public afterwards as soon as possible. Hear you in 2 minutes in the other room.
Okay.
See you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.